SoCal's number one for new country, K-Frog, about to kick off another hour of nonstop music. I'm Pepper, and on the phone with me is the incomparable Martina McBride. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us and for coming to see us in Southern California this weekend. Tonight, you are performing at the Cerritos Center and tomorrow at Fantasy Springs Resort Casino in Indio. I heard once that you don't warm up before singing. That voice just comes out of you. Is that true?
That used to be the case, but not anymore. No. I sang for so many years just, you know, without any of that. And then I didn't know how to warm up, to be honest, and I didn't know how important it was. And over the past couple of years, I've learned how to warm up and how important it is. And so I do warm up before every show, and it makes a big difference, actually.
This impresses me so much because you have been at this for so long and you've had such an amazing career. You're still learning.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. The human voice is human. So it just changes. It changes as you change, and it definitely is something you have to keep on top of, and it's like an athlete. You have to keep it trained, for sure.
And are there still any mountains left for you to climb? Are there goals that you're wanting to reach?
You know what? At this point, I've had such a fantastic, exciting life and career, and it's just anything on top of this is just icing on the cake. We have some super exciting things coming out this year. You know, I've got a Christmas album that comes out October 19th, which is in about a month, and I'm really excited for everybody to hear that, because that was challenging. I did a big band kind of swing Christmas album with, so it's kind of like Frank Sinatra, Ella Fitzgerald, Dean Martin, kind of like a throwback to those albums, and, you know, some of those melodies are just not what I'm used to singing, so it was a challenge, but I'm super happy with the way it turned out, and I can't wait for everybody to hear it for their holiday season.
I feel like there are two types of people in this world. Like, there are people who are all about fall, and then there's you, and you're like, skip the pumpkin spice, just bring on the peppermint.
Exactly. No, I love fall, too. I love fall. It's probably my favorite time of year, but I don't know. There's just something about the holidays that's magical, and my kids come home, and we all kind of just hibernate in the house and cook a lot, and so I'm looking forward to that time.
Well, speaking of cooking, you've also got a cookbook coming out at the end of October, Martina's Kitchen Mix, My Recipe Playlist for Real Life. I want to know, how accessible are these recipes going to be for someone like me who doesn't really know their way around a kitchen but still wants to eat healthy?
Super easy. All the recipes, you know, I'm not a trained chef, so I'm a home cook. So, you know, I like to put recipes in that I actually cook for my friends and family, and, you know, ingredients that are easy to find and really instructive directions and easy recipes. So I've, you know, two daughters, 20 and 23, that are kind of learning to cook. So when I write a recipe, I kind of think if I'm writing for a beginner cook. And so, yeah, I think it's really accessible.
Well, thank you for that.
There's nothing that I hate worse than getting a recipe book or a cookbook and looking up and thinking, I can't do this. I don't even have this equipment. I don't even know what this ingredient is. Like, I just, you know, move on. And it's like, I wanted to make a cookbook that everybody could cook all the way through the book, you know, every single recipe. So
I so appreciate that, because there's been so many recipes that I look at and go, don't know what that is.
Yeah, me too.
Earlier this summer, you were a guest judge on America's Got Talent. Can we expect more of that from you in the future?
I don't know. You know, I never say never. If something like that on the regular would be a little hard, because I'd have to move somewhere, like move to LA for several months, and I still have a 13-year-old in eighth grade, so it's a little tricky, but it was a lot of fun, and I really enjoyed it, and everybody at the show was so nice, and it was exciting, you know?
It really seemed like you enjoyed discovering new talent.
Oh, yeah, I love that. I mean, how exciting, you know, I just put myself in their place, and you think they have to be like, you know, this is their moment, and you kind of hold your breath and hope that it all goes well for them.
And what other artists are you excited about that we should be listening to as well?
There's a singer by the name of Maggie Rose, who's amazing. She toured with me for a little bit, and I'm just blown away. She's an independent artist, country singer, but that's a name to look out for, Maggie Rose.
She's actually going to be playing the Hotel Cafe in Los Angeles, I think September 19th. Yes, and she's fabulous. Oh, I definitely agree with you there.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Well, Martina McBride playing the Cerritos Center tonight and Fantasy Springs Resort Casino in Indio tomorrow. What can we expect from that show?
Well, we have a lot of fun. We're, you know, my band and crew has been with me a long time. So, and we're all on like a little field trip, because you know, we came out here, we flew out here from Nashville for 3 shows. It's beautiful weather. We're all kind of excited, like, to be, we're definitely excited to be here. So we just do a lot of, you know, we do a lot of our hits. I think I do 2 or 3 songs off of Reckless, the latest album. We do some fun covers. We just have fun, you know. It's like I've been doing this a long time. So at this point for me, it's just all about relaxing and having a good time and connecting with the audience and taking people on a little hour and a half, like, escape. And, you know, just everybody gets there and they're all excited and just kind of we're all sharing the same experience. And when people leave, I hope they leave, you know, energized and more positive and ready to take on the world.
A few years ago, you had an incredibly moving song out called I'm Gonna Love You Through It. Next month is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Will you be doing anything for that?
I don't have anything planned for Breast Cancer Awareness Month, but we do, probably be doing some things, but we definitely do that song in the show every night. And it's such a beautiful moment because, you know, I talk to so many people that obviously have gone through that and fought their way through it. And I hear everybody's stories. And, you know, when you have a song that matters to somebody, I mean, that's really all you want as a singer. And that song found me. And I'm just really happy that I'm the one that gets to sing that to people as a, you know, hopefully as inspiration and comfort.
Thanks again for taking the time to chat with us. Thank you for the gift of your music. And thank you for being such a supporter of women and female artists. See you tomorrow at Fantasy Springs Resort Casino in Indio. Can't wait for the cookbook and the new Christmas album.
Thank you. I can't wait either.